again with risk analyst Gordon Phillips. You can find us at riskinreality.com. Today we're talking about the big mistake. Gordon, in the realm of personal finance, what is the biggest mistake you can make?
The biggest mistake you can make is to allow yourself to be brainwashed by your own government, by your politicians, by the bankers, by the media, and by all the professors you had in college. Because almost nothing they've ever taught you will make you a dime, and in fact, could result in you losing everything that you own.
You've been helping your clients spot hidden retirement risks for the past 35 years now, and you have strong misgivings about the way people generally view personal finance. So help me understand. Tell me a story that dramatizes the typical mindset of people holding their savings in 401ks, IRAs, and other dollar-based investments.
Imagine going to someone you know, friend, family, colleague, coworker, and say, hey, I just watched this great podcast. This guy's got amazing investing advice. So you got about $100,000 in your 401k, right? Yeah, about $100,000. So right now, the average used car that's 20 years old goes for about $3,000. You could take that $100,000 and go out and buy 33 used cars. And you have a real asset, real assets, right? Isn't that the emphasis? To have real assets. Get away from the dollar and hold real assets. 33 used cars. Your friend would say, you must be out of your mind. Used vehicles depreciate between 12 to 15% every year. A year from now, those cars would be worth $85,000. They'd be worth 15% less. And a year later, they'd only be worth $70,000. Why would I do that? To which I would then ask, well, then why would you keep your money in dollars? Well, what do you mean keep my money in dollars? Well, don't you have a 401k? Don't you have a IRA? Don't you have a SEP, a KEO, savings accounts, bank CDs? Yeah. Well, during the pandemic, so-called, 21, 22, 2023, 24, the dollar lost over 12% a year. In the 20 years prior to that, it averaged 6% loss per year, and it's back up north of 6% now. And I'm talking real inflation, not the numbers the government puts out. So, of course, you wouldn't want to hold your life savings priced in used cars. Just hold it in dollars, which are really only losing value half as fast as used cars. And that person would look at me with shock. I can picture their jaw hitting the floor. Like, oh my God, I never thought of it that way. I am pricing my retirement in a depreciating asset class that's losing value only half as fast as a used car? What's wrong with me? I just woke up. I just popped out of the matrix. I just stuck my head up and realized that it's all phony. Everything I've ever been told is ridiculous. If you want a prayer of having purchasing power 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, you're going to price your retirement in these green government paper coupons that have already lost 97% of their purchasing power since 1913, a little over 110 years ago? Why would you continue on that trajectory? So that's where you begin. Everything I've just said, that's where you begin. The point is, you got to, you know, give yourself some smelling salts, wake up, say, this is insane. I don't care if everybody else is doing it. It's completely insane. Now, once you understand the scope of the problem, as I've just outlined it, then you can have an entire conversation about what to actually do to solve the problem.
Okay, point taken. So what do you do when you wake up and realize you've been asleep at the wheel?
You have to understand the concept of maintaining your wealth, maintaining purchasing power. It's not an abstract concept. It's what can you buy with your money? You can have 100,000 units in the bank. We call those units dollars. Today, they'll buy $100,000 worth of stuff. Next year, at just 6% inflation, they'll only buy $94,000 worth of stuff. You just lost $6,000. It just flew out the window. You might as well flush it down the toilet or stand over a paper shredder. And the following year, you lose another 6%. Now you're down to what, 88,000? from 100 to 88,000 in purchasing power in 2 years. That's a hemorrhage of wealth. So you have to move your, I call it electronic money, your funny money, electronic money. I don't care what container it's currently in. Bank account, 401k, IRA, it doesn't matter. It's all just dollars, electronic dollars. You have to move them into asset classes that hold their value and actually increase in purchasing power over time. Now, there's a whole world of hard assets to consider. Everything on one end might be rare art and antiques and semi-precious and precious stones, things that are more real estate. Maybe more conventionally would be gold and silver, but you need to know the right kind to buy. These are things that appreciate in value over time when priced in dollars, as compared to depreciate because they're just dollars. So that's the beginning of diversification.
When you take on a new client, do you run them through the same process you did when you began 30 years ago?
Might not necessarily do it exactly the same these days, but for many years, I had clients fly in from all over the place. They'd fly into Manchester Airport, New Hampshire, lands all the big heavies, nice little friendly airport. I would arrange a room. I would pay someone's airfare round trip. I'd pay for their hotel room for 3 nights. I'd pick up the tab for dinner. We would meet on Friday night in the restaurant, get to know each other. I mean, we'd already spoken a lot on the phone, but we'd meet face to face. They typically bring a spouse or a friend or something. I would never meet with a woman alone. I would always make sure there was someone else there. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we would spend a total of 16 hours in a private conference room with the door locked, where I would roll up my sleeves. At the time, this is the dawn of the internet, use a laptop projector. I would take the top of their head off, metaphorically speaking, and pour in everything we were going to do over the next year, working together week by week. And they would go out of there with their head bobbling like those bobble dolls in the back of a car window. And almost every time during those 16 hours together, there'd be a tremendous amount of bonding that would take place and emotions being shared, where people would feel a deep need, almost like a confessional with a priest. They were to go deep to tell me of all the problems they had had, why this had happened in their life, why that had happened. And I was very moved by that, because I really genuinely felt like a member of the family, like I had parachuted into their life. And they were saying, what would you do if you were us, given our current situation? And we would spend the next year, beginning with, for the first at least several months, maybe half a year, shoring up all of their risk exposure. Their exposure to being sued and losing their home because they caused a car accident, because they own the home title in their own name, or because either spouse came down with a medical misadventure that racked up so many bills that they went into foreclosure. I could show them how to prevent that ever happening. Or getting out of the way of the next stock. There's always going to be another stock market crash, making sure it would never happen to them. And that wasn't always the fun side of things, because there are negative emotions associated with risk management. Risk doesn't feel all warm and fuzzy to most people. It kind of feels like a chore, like something you've, like digging ditches, you know, something you've got to do and you got to get it taken care of. Then, once that had been managed, we would move into, now, the good news is, you're in a position now where you can never lose what you've worked your tail off all these years to accomplish. You'll never donate it back to the market, to a politician, to a banker, or to a litigant who tries to attack you in court, sue you for some reason, and take your stuff away from you. That's the good news. You're protected. Now we can move forward and have some fun. Now is where we can go make money. We take a look at your liquid assets. How can they be redeployed in ways that can increase your wealth, mathematically increase your wealth? And by the end of the year, if they followed the plan, they would be transformed. And I got the most heartwarming testimonials. It was very gratifying work. And I never advertised because people, what I did was so specialized and unusual that people would seek me out because they got referred by someone.
Go to riskinreality.com to book a complimentary 30-minute call with Gordon to talk about your retirement strategy. Thank you, Gordon.